Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from our new studio downtown Pensacola. And I'm surrounded at the table over here today by Foo Foo Fest,
absolutely. Foo Fest
and two interns who don't know what to do with themselves right now. So y'all please go around the table and introduce yourselves.
Okay, hi guys, my name is Lily Ken, I'm from UWF.
Hi, I'm Dilia, I'm from Italy and UWF too.
And cool. My name is Maria Goldberg and I am the Director of Marketing for Great Southern Restaurants, but I am also a board member of the Foo Foo Fest.
You are the Foo Foo right now.
Right now, absolutely, 100%.
So, so for those who don't know, what is Foo Foo Fest?
Well, Foo Foo Fest is a ton of fun. That's really all you need to know. It is
just show up.
It's just fun. It's just fun. This is our fifth year of Foo Foo Fest, and it is 12 days of cultural celebration, cultural art celebration, whether it be culinary arts, performing arts, visual arts. It's just a 12 days of a ton of fun. So we always do it the first Thursday in November, and it'll run through Veterans Day. And so the dates kind of change mm-hmm. every year, but it's usually those first 12 days of November is how it falls. And kind of how we got started was David Baer, who I work with on Foo Foo Fest, he's mm-hmm. a community volunteer. He had this idea and he went to visit Pensacola and said, hey, you know, we've got this great idea about how we can generate tourism for Pensacola on what we call the shoulder seasons, which are, you know, when all the tourists left, it's right now. That's what right now
right.
is. And so
before the snowbirds get here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people don't know if they've never been to Pensacola, or maybe they know, but they don't think about it, is that this time is the most perfect mm-hmm. time in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us know that. But so we're like, oh my gosh, you know, what if we put together this festival to be able to generate tourism, which is great for all of us, heads and beds, and that's great for our economy. What if we did that and we got the arts groups and culinary people to kind of band together to do something during this 12 days to get, you know, to have a reason why people should be here other than the fantastic weather.
Right.
And so that's how it started. And David, he was very instrumental in approaching the county commissioners and for some funding through Visit Pensacola.
He's a brave man.
He is a brave man, and he worked tirelessly to do that. And we are very, very fortunate that he has. And each year, this is our fifth year, each year he has gone to the commission and has asked for that funding. And they have been incredibly generous, and we are very, very thankful. You know, the first year it was tough because they didn't know what they were funding. They're mm-hmm. like, okay, we trust you guys, but, you know, we'll see what happens. But now that we're in our fifth year, they know what we've done in the past and know what we can do. So it is. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
And it's been successful, and you now have years that you can, with metrics that are proven.
Absolutely.
That it's doing exactly what you wanted it to do. And
absolutely.
It's really cool and it's fun.
It is. It's cool. It's fun. But you know, we also have to justify it as well. We can't yeah. just say, oh my gosh, it's
Let's
cool,
just throw
fun.
A big
Let's
just block do it. Party for 12
right.
days.
Right. You can't do that. Is it? You have to say, okay, you know, here are the facts. And so we have hired a Majority Opinion, who is a polling that puts the statistics
yeah, yeah,
together
yeah.
for us so that we can use that and yeah. take that to the county commissions and say, hey guys, it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. We can take it to Visit Pensacola yeah. and say, hey, it's doing what it's supposed to be doing, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And we work hand in hand. Our committee works hand in hand with Visit Pensacola because that's what we're doing.
Right.
You know, we're getting people to visit Pensacola.
Yeah.
And but the focus is on the arts. And all of us who serve on this FUFU have a really big passion for the arts. And so we are very much champions and supporters of it because we all love the arts so much mm-hmm. and want to make sure that people know that, hey, we've got this. You know, people say all the time that I didn't know we had an opera in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been here for a really long time. Don't quote me, but I think it's like 75
yeah.
years. The Pensacola
I
want to
say it's
Opera
one of the oldest.
It is. The symphony's the oldest. It's yeah. been here for 90 years, right? 90 years.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh my gosh, you know, I may not go to the opera every time, but I'm really glad the opera is here so I can go
sure.
when I want to go.
Yeah.
And we're very, very lucky in Pensacola to have, we have a great museum, opera, symphony, ballet, theater. We've got it all.
music and, scene, art scene.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it makes it easy to be able to say, hey guys, let's do this Fufu Fest. And we're thankful to the County Commission and to Visit Pensacola for the funding. And what we do is we take that funding and we ask the arts organizations and cultural organizations, musical organizations to submit a grant to us. Mm-hmm. Of what they would like to do for Fufu Fest. And it can't be, here's the thing, it can't be to supplement what they already do. So like, for example,
it has to be like a standalone project.
It has to be something totally cool and new that's special just for Fufu.
Which is what keeps this thing looking just more and more unique every year.
Absolutely. So like, to give you an example, is that the Pensacola Museum of Art, they have exhibits that are up all the time. Well, we're not going to fund that exhibit that you already have. You are already going to have that. That's not what we're looking for. So this year, the museum and University of West Florida all got together and with some artists, Ashton Howard and Evan Levin, and they are presenting this super duper duper cool event called Cubed Illuminated, luminous.
Okay, so for those that paid, so a couple things that I think are really cool. One is that this festival ties in the entire city.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's not just one spot, go hang out for a day. It's stuff going on for
everywhere.
Everywhere across the town.
All 12 days?
Yeah. All 12 days.
Yeah.
And you know, when we started this, and this year's kind of an exception, but usually what happens and kind of what got our juices going was that the arts festival happens every year the first weekend in November. Yeah. And usually the Blue Angels fly the second Veterans Day weekend. This year they happen to be flying this weekend as well. But those two events were already going on, the Arts Festival and the Air Show. And then in the middle of all that was the Frank Brown Songwriters Festival that happened all during that time. So those three events were already happening. And so we were like, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be great if we could fill that in, you know, with other things that are going on to keep people there, you know, in town for quite a bit of time. So those are kind of like the bookends that got us going and which were already established, and they do a wonderful thing on their own. And we just kind of ride on their coattails and do the publicity to get people here.
Yeah. Okay. So the Cube. So for those that were here or paid attention last year, in the middle of Palafox is where it started, right? There was these big white cubes, and then all of a sudden there
12
were
by 12, 12 by 12
yeah,
foot.
Yeah, they're huge.
Huge.
And then all of a sudden there was these people painting all these cool white cubes, and then they were all broken into sort of teams or whatever they had to submit. But now they're sitting out behind TT Wentworth, and there's some really neat pictures on them.
They are. They're cool. And what was cool last year about the cubed event was that it went on for 3 days, and you watched them paint. That was part of it. And at nighttime, during the day, everybody was hanging out. Mm-hmm. The food trucks were there. It was just kind of a cool event. And so after we were done with that, then the university has them permanently displayed back in the back lawn of T.T. Wentworth. And that's another cool thing, is that one of the things that we're really, really happy about is that we have been able, through Fufu, to help add to our public art scene. So like, for example, our second year, we had the Fufu Wings commissioned. Have you seen them? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. You need to get down to Vinyl. Get down to Vinyl, which is on the corner of Palafox and Garden Street. And we have just installed it there permanently. And it's basically a great painting by Evan Levin and Ashton. And they are wings. And you stand in the middle of it.
Take your picture.
Oh, yeah, no, I've seen that. Yep.
Those are the Fufu wings. They are awesome. So that was like a cool thing. And so now that's a permanent display.
So which is the name Fufu?
Very good question. So when we were getting started, and we had this idea about what we wanted to do, and we knew what we wanted to do, but we needed to come up with a name. And so we hired our great firm, Hummingbird Ideas, and our marketing kind of help people. And they threw out a bunch of names, And what about this? What about this? And what about this? And it just wasn't really, it was like, okay, that's all right. But nothing really
stuck.
No, nothing did. And then they said, what about Fufu? We're like, okay, I don't know if I like that. I don't. What is that? What is that? Well, it's actually kind of cool because Fufu actually goes back to the 19th century. And there used to be sailing vessels. We're a Navy town. Mm-hmm. So Navy vessels on their boats, crew members would form like little troops, musical troops. Mm-hmm. And it was called a fufu. Oh, wow. And we're like,
a legitimate thing?
Totally legit.
Wow.
Totally legit. So it was kind of like, it had the Navy aspect, it had the musical aspect, and we're like, oh my gosh, that's who we are. So then when we kind of got the definition and what we were like, okay, so now we're like Foo Foo Fest. Of course, that's what we're going to call ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sticky. You know, we talk about all that all the time is that.
It's a brand and it's there. Like,
yeah.
And you know what it is, you know?
Absolutely. And so you know, it's not so bad sometimes when people say, you know, Foo Foo Fighters, or, you know,
but if they want to come down and hang out for the Foo Fest,
we would love for them
to. We'll totally let you.
We would love
chill.
For them to. But yeah, but that's where the name came from. And it's stuck. And I think now that we're in our fifth year, mm-hmm. that people really are starting to, oh yeah, it's Foo Foo time.
You're established for sure.
Yeah, it's Foo Foo time. There's going to be a lot of cool stuff going on. Go check it out.
So I remember the first 2 years I'd see the logo and I'm thinking, what is this? Foo, you know, you see you like Foo Foo Fest, like who names these things, right? And then I think it was probably about year three that I really kind of caught on, like, okay, this is something that's going to be here. It's not going away, right? But then I sort of dove into it and was like, what is it now? And then just watching it grow. Last year was awesome. I do Egg Fest every year too. So we do the foodie stuff with Egg Fest and Gerald and Lisa and all them. So, which is on the tail end of Foo Foo Fest. But so watching it build up to that part and every year, and now it's
great.
I mean, it's just huge.
It's great. Another public art project that we did for those of you who haven't seen it, down Jefferson Street, the Jefferson Street parking garage. Mm-hmm. It's painted with all the Pensacola historical things. Oh, wow. That was a Foo Foo event. And so now that's permanent. You know, that's permanent.
That's cool.
Just like the wings are permanent. And so we've had these cool things. So there's a bunch of stuff going on. And so here's what I would tell you to do. Goodness gracious, for every age, for every this, there's something going on.
Right.
Go check out the website, foofoofest.com. FOOFEST.com. And also, too, is that we've got an app and it's free. You can download it. And I actually have it on my phone. And I'll show you, because what you can do is you can, it has all the schedule of events for today.
Oh, very cool.
So you can do today, you can punch any of the days.
So you can plan out your festival experience.
You can, and then you can pick what you want, and then it'll create an itinerary for you and give you an alarm saying, hey, it's time to go to this, whatever.
You guys moving on up. You know you're legitimate when you got an app.
So it's actually a really, really convenient tool.
So do you like close Palafox?
Nope. Nope, everything stays open, and there are some things that are free and open to the public.
Okay.
There are other things that are a minimal fee. In fact, I just bought tickets the other day. Next Saturday night, there's so many things going on. There's a Stomp Fest that's going on that's going to be fantastic. And then also at the Sanger Theater is going to be, and I'm sure you girls probably don't know who this is, Doc Severinsen is going to be conducting with... the band, the community band. And Doc Severinsen used to be the band leader for Johnny Carson, who is Jimmy Fallon today. So it was a big deal, and he's an older guy, but you know what? It's a ton of fun.
Have we really reached that point in our lives where we're starting to find that? Right.
Did
here.
You see? They
right.
totally understood. Yeah. They're like, oh yeah, Jimmy Fallon.
Very cool.
So it'd be like Questlove.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm 23. What would you say, what would you suggest me to go see or to do down there?
Oh my God, that is so hard to tell you.
So I'm pulling up the site as we speak, which has so many things on it. I mean, what are you into? Do you like art? Do you like performance?
I like music. Is there like any musical pieces down there?
There are quite a few. Mm-hmm. There are, I'll tell you, next weekend in the Belmont DeVillers neighborhood, we are going to have a whole Back on the Block celebration, and there'll be bands up there the entire time. There'll be marching bands, little art projects going on. There's also... for the Cube Illuminated, they're going to have music, they're going to have bands and DJs out there as well.
And so that's going to all be at night, right?
Yeah. All the music will be at night, but the projections will be going on all day long.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, super cool.
So, okay, and I've got it pulled up here. So on November 3rd, there's a ticketed reception for Women of Fire, which is celebrating females making art with fire. Totally cool. Like,
so
totally
First City,
down to the fire dancing.
Have y'all been to First City?
No.
Oh my goodness, shame on you, shame on you.
They've been stuck in college world for too long and not getting off campus.
First City Art Center is right up the block from here, a couple blocks up here.
It's about six. Yeah.
And it is a glass studio and a sculpting studio. And it is one of my favorite places, and it's just very grassroots. Mm-hmm. And so they bring in visiting artists, and these women mm-hmm. of fire are visiting glass blowing artists. And
which is no easy task.
No. Wow. It's hot, it's sweaty, and it mm-hmm. is it's really, and these girls are fantastic. Mm-hmm. So we're actually doing like this co-op thing with PSC.
Okay.
And there's going to be an exhibit and an opening out at PSC, but then also too, there's going to be an actual event with the ladies at First City.
So you get to watch them blow glass and stuff. Yeah.
It's actually really cool.
So, and then you can go there and learn how to blow glass too.
Yes, you can. Yeah, absolutely. They've got classes for all ages.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you need to get out more. At least, you know, go blow some glass, right? Okay. But what's Stomp Fest?
Stomp Fest is the, oh goodness gracious, I'll have to look it up. It's the Omega Group.
Yeah.
And it is going to be on the west side of town, and it's a competition, a step competition. And it is just, if you've ever seen one of these before, and they're the syncopated step dancing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it is going to be so cool. So cool. And like I said, is that a lot of the stuff, because they have received a grant from Fufu Fest, mm-hmm. a lot of the ticket prices for these things are low, mm-hmm. and that's what we want, so that more people.
Cool.
So, like for this Doc Severinsen thing that I was telling you about, tickets were $10. Okay. So they're nominal. Some are a little bit more expensive, but others aren't, and
which means you can take the whole family and not break the bank,
right?
You know,
mm-hmm. right?
So because most of these, if not all of these, are kid friendly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, which is awesome. Because not being able to take the kids sometimes it stops you from going.
Well, and it's you know, there's also this, I mean, it's just everywhere you look. There's going to be Science on the Streets. Mm-hmm. We do this every year with the mess hall. And what they do is it's just like so simple. So there are these great scientists that are led by Megan Pratt. She's their executive director. And she comes up with these really cool interactive displays in the middle of the street, so they're going to be all down Palafox and mm-hmm. all over the place, and they're fun ways to explain science. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds really, really like, okay, yeah, how can that be fun? Totally. And so you'll see all these little setups all down Palafox, and then there'll be an instructional plate that says, okay, here is mm-hmm. Here's gravity explained. Mm-hmm. And then there's a little cool thing for you to do, and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know. How cool is that? Mm-hmm. And it's good for adults, for kids, for everybody. Mm-hmm. She's done every year. They've added something new and taken it to a new level. And it's one of the things that people love because it's up the entire time.
Right.
And you can just kind of walk at your own pleasure and do it. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this one is new or not, but I've always wanted to do one of these things. And I try to get one for either gallery night or I-10, but this is the Fufu picture wall. Mm-hmm. And so this is where you take a picture of yourself and mm-hmm. then the program will tell you where to place it on the
Correct.
Wall.
Correct.
And then when you're done, it makes this like, and you stand back 20 feet, it makes this whole like total, wow. like Salvador Dali style picture of it's really cool. Mm. All made out of random selfies done by whoever's walking by.
It's sort of like the Impressionist, the artist where, you know, when you look up close, it's all blurry. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then when you
it's
back up from it, that's right. And when you back up from it, you're like, oh my gosh, I see it. So yeah, that's exactly what, and I encourage everyone to go down there and go check it out. Cause it's a lot of fun.
Where it will be.
Right in front of the T.T. Wentworth Museum.
Okay.
Yeah, which will be fun. Nightmare Theater.
Nightmare Theater. That is interesting. I will tell you a little something about that. That's out at PSC.
Mm-hmm.
And WSRE has started a new show, and it's this Nightmare Theater. And again, girls, I'm sorry. I don't know if you would know this, but I can't even remember how long ago on the Comedy Central, they had Mystery Science Theater
2000. Oh, 3000? Yeah. Oh, probably last 10, 15 years it
Maybe.
Would run.
But what it was, B-movies that these two guys would watch.
And a robot.
And they would make fun of them and say, oh my gosh, do you see the string there? Oh yeah, we see how he did that trick. Or oh my gosh, it's really silly, silly fun stuff. Okay. Really silly fun stuff. And so Mike Inslee, who is the director of Pensacon,
mm-hmm.
He is the host of this show. And he and another guy are doing the same kind of a commentary on these B things, and they're going to be shown on WSRE. The cool part that's cool in and of itself. And this is kind of like the opening party for it. What's cool about it as well is, and I actually have a little connection to it because, as I said, I work for Great Southern Restaurants. Mm-hmm. And the owners of Great Southern Restaurants are the Merrill brothers, or three brothers, Bernie, Collier, and Will. And many, many years ago, they got really, really involved with movie props. Mm-hmm. And so... we have so many.
We have like half of freaking original California Lucasfilms.
Oh, yeah. We did. Awesome. Tons. Yeah. Tons. Wow.
Which
tons.
Is a museum now.
It is.
Right, since Julio kind of jumped in and took over.
Merrill Movie Museum. And so we are. So during these shows, Julio, who is our curator, when we were filming these, we took them out to WSRE. And during this little movie intermission, mm-hmm. they go talk to Julio, and Julio's got a display of an original prop, and he'll say, well, this was used in Aliens for this, blah, blah, blah. And so you get to see through some of these shows, you'll be able to see some of the artifacts in our collection for the Merrill Movie Museum.
And there's a lot. There's like Boba Fett and like all kinds of Star Wars stuff.
Tons.
It's a total nerds like paradise.
100%. In fact, you know, when we have folks coming in for Pensacon, they're like, oh, we want to go see it. It's cool. So that's a cool new thing that is first time this year at Foo Foo Fest.
Very neat. Okay. So, I mean, there's like, I'm scrolling down here and scrolling down. There's just, there's kids get face painted. There's Market Basket. There is Choral Society. There's jazz. There's Radio Live, which would kind of be cool. That's November 1st. I don't know if that goes more than one night or not.
No, it was just the first.
Just for, okay, just there's, the first. There's Mozart. There's the Pensacola Bay Concerts. There's Rumors, which is cool because they do sound just like Fleetwood Mac. I've seen them play.
Yeah.
In the good years. There's at least 2 to 3 things going on every day and night.
Absolutely.
For the next 12 days. So
absolutely.
If you want to go do something, now's the time to go do it.
Well, and like I said, is that if you get the app and you can look and you can say, oh, I want to do that. I want to do that. I want to do that. And then it'll create like a little schedule for you and tell you, okay, you know, now this is going on. If you want to go do that, blah, blah, blah. But it's great. We love it. And, like I said, is it the fifth year, and we know a lot more than what we did in our first year, but every year we continue to learn.
Yeah.
But the whole reason that we do this is all of us are volunteers. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we do it is because we love Pensacola and we love art. And we've got
nothing else to do. Well,
and we want to share it with everybody because you know what? There are people that sometimes you get so busy in your day to day that you don't think about, oh, I could go do this. I could do this. Or, you know, you're like, oh, you should come in town.
Right.
Come in town this time because everything's a little bit cheaper. Mm-hmm. The rates are down at the hotels. They are. Mm-hmm. And we have some hoteliers that are partners with Foo Foo Fest and they're giving discounted rates for those people.
On the heels of October too, because October in this town is just packed with all kinds of stuff. So it's like 45 days of awesomeness that's going on.
So it's great. And we love it. And we just love the opportunity to be able to have such great, we're so lucky. Like I said, we have so many wonderful organizations. Yeah. If we didn't have the organizations, we wouldn't have a festival. So we're very thankful that the quality of our presenters are rock star because that makes people want to come.
Yeah. So, okay. The last one I want to talk about is my favorite personally is because I've been involved with it for the last, well, I guess this will be year 4, but that's the Egg Fest that comes on November 11th. So this is not,
I don't know what it was. Okay. The Egg Fest.
Well, it's so they all get around and they dye a bunch of Easter eggs. No, I'm just kidding. It's the big green eggs, the grills.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So ceramic grills. It's like a ceramic grill. Yeah.
They take Wahoo Stadium and they load it with teams, all restaurants and public teams and then restaurants are here locally as far out as, I want to say Texas, I think. Some came from like Arkansas last year.
You know, people, as I understand it, and this is like from my friend David Bayer, green egg people are...
They're like, it's a thing, but not a cult.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
It's totally a thing and it's like
good
a little community of people.
I don't know how many teams they have this year. Last year they had 84. So you had 84 teams, so it's 84 big green eggs lined around Wahoo Stadium. All cooking at the same time. So it's this big chef competition and some of the best food I've ever had. The first year I competed, the second year I judged, last year I filmed and we hosted Foodie Life TV. This year we're going to film and host Foodie Life TV. So I don't have to stress about doing all the competition stuff. I get to actually just sit back and enjoy it. But being a foodie, it's probably my favorite event and it happens.
It's an open event.
It's a ticketed event. It is a ticketed event.
And I don't know how much they are. You'll have to go to Pensacola Egg Fest. You can find them on Facebook. I do know that. And then all of the money goes to charity.
Okay, great. Okay,
awesome. And so they do a really good job. This
they
is
do.
Year four, so
they
this
do.
Is
then you
huge.
Get to eat with the cook.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's it. You walk in, you get your bag, and then you like just hit the whole concourse and start tasting stuff.
Right.
And I mean, really neat things like venison stuffed squid or just, you know, smoked hog. And I mean, just barbecue like you wouldn't believe.
And but like I said, is that these egg face folks, they don't mess around. No. And so they've got this, you know, they know that it's not just like, oh, we're gonna grill some burgers.
Yeah,
they none
know
of that
doing.
None of that.
No, they're out there like the night before putting everything together, and then they're out there at like 6 a.m you know, smoking stuff and really wow. making it happen. So I'm looking for info here, but just find them at Eggfest Pensacola on Facebook.
Or you can go
onto
the Foo Foo Fest site and all of the Eggfest information is on there.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking
Perfect.
For. So along with some film. Hey, cool. That's stuff we did. Fantastic. Do you need help? Do you need volunteers? Do you need anybody else jumping in here?
No. Well, you know, we've got it. We're very lucky that we as Foo Foo Fest are just the conduit of the publicity, getting the word out there. And we buy advertising all throughout the Southeast to get people here. Right. So we advertise in Texas and in Louisiana and in Tennessee right. and Alabama and Georgia, you know, to try to get people to come here during this time. So all we do is we are the facilitators. We advertise it, we give away the grants, and then we say, hey, partners, arts organizations, culinary groups, it's up to you now.
Right.
And so we just the organizers and like I said, is that we wouldn't be as good as we are if it were not our partners and presenters in the Foo Foo Fest.
It's becoming self-sufficient to an extent.
Yeah. And you know, people look forward to it every year. And so these organizations are trying to, you know, last year we had this great Umbrella Sky project that was banging.
I remember that. Yeah.
Right, that's right, you did.
I wish they had left it.
It was banging.
Yeah, lots of Instagram pictures. Yeah.
And so every year there's something that's really, I mean, there's lots of cool stuff, but there's always that one that gets a lot of social presence and definitely Umbrella Sky did.
So there's been some rumor, and we talked about it on the gallery night. I'm on that board. Uh-huh. So we tried to, about stringing some stuff across Palafox so that we could do displays like that permanently. Right. And switch them throughout the year. Because the umbrella thing was really cool.
It is. It was super duper cool. Yeah. Super duper cool. And that's the thing is that that's why art is so awesome.
So break out your crayons and your glue and your popsicle sticks and just make it happen, right?
Absolutely. Come on out. Go check out the schedule. Go. I challenge you, you know, go pick something to do every day, even if it's a walk by of checking something out.
Yeah.
Because it is. And then, of course, post it, share it. Hashtag Foo Foo Fest. But it's just, it brings Pensacola to life. Mm-hmm. Not that it always isn't, but it makes one's, at least for me and my friends, is that it makes us very proud to be involved and to be like, we live in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's healthy for you too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you for coming out today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
I know you got to get going here shortly, but one more time, let's give them the website address.
FooFooFestival.com. And then check us out on Facebook and on Insta. We're everywhere, baby.
Okay.
So check us out. And like I said, we've got the app. Go wherever you buy your apps from. It's free. Download it. It'll get you what you need to know.
And get a shirt. I'm getting a shirt this year.
Get a shirt. There.
Get a shirt.
If you want a shirt, we hand them out at all the events. So an event and get a shirt.
Awesome. Okay. You guys can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Picola BRX on Facebook. And you can find us at PensacolaBusinessRadio.us. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.